from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Hospitals targeted in Syria, at least 7 dead. The sound of men frantically digging through the debris after an airstrike in Syria's Idlib province left the hospital completely decimated. The hospital in northwestern Syria was supported by Doctors Without Borders. VOA's Jamie Detmer is on the scene at the hospital in Kilis, where the wounded have been taken. He spoke with VOA News just moments ago, and he says it goes beyond a single medical facility.
I mean, in fact, it's not just one hospital that was hit today. There were four. Two in Idlib province, two in Aleppo province. One hospital was a pediatric hospital just over the border from Kilis at Azaz, which had been struck before, and some of the injured from that hospital were being brought over, as well as the injured from a school that had been sheltering displaced Syrians elsewhere in northern Aleppo countryside as well.
Frustration at these medical facilities, particularly in the wake of a U.S.-brokered ceasefire that was to have taken place imminently.
And outside the hospital, there's a lot of anger amongst particularly the relatives and other Syrian refugees who feel that we have had these strikes a few days after there's talk of a cessation of hostilities, but the airstrikes by the regime, people believe these airstrikes were carried out by the regime, just continue and the deaths mount up.
The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, which monitors violence in Syria, said the airstrikes were believed to have been carried out by a Russian aircraft. Now, the group said that 9 people were killed and dozens were wounded. For more on this story, be sure to visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. President Obama will seek to pull together America's leadership role in the Asia-Pacific region, where he hosts all 10 Association of Southeast Asian Nations in the U.S. state of California today and tomorrow. ASEAN nations are experiencing growth as well as rising tensions, and that's why Mr. Obama will urge leaders to adopt a set of rules to ensure each country can pursue its interests legally and peacefully. Daniel Russell is the Assistant U.S. Secretary of State for East Asian and Pacific Affairs.
And a cohesive ASEAN helps secure stability and growth. It's built around a common commitment to rules and to fairness. It allows major countries like the United States, other powers, to engage constructively as partners. It prevents Southeast Asia from becoming a sphere of influence or becoming a battlefield.
The Obama administration describes the region as the heart of the Asia-Pacific and ASEAN as a good forum in which to build an infrastructure to handle a range of issues. Witnesses in the Somali capital say a car bomb explosion has killed the country's former defense minister. A police officer at the scene said the bomb had been planted underneath the car of Muhyiddin Mohammed Haji Ibrahim, the former defense minister who had worked as an advisor for the Somali parliament. The blast occurred Monday in Mogadishu's KM4 neighborhood. Authorities in the Democratic Republic of Congo briefly detained prominent opposition figure Martin Fayulu on Sunday, 2 days before a general strike designed to pressure President Joseph Kabila to step down from office. Citizens are being asked to stay at home on Tuesday to demand elections to be held within the constitutional deadline. Vote counting has begun in the Central African Republic in the presidential runoff election between the two former prime ministers who pledged to bring peace and security to the nation. The winner will replace a transitional government put into place in 2014 when President Francois Bozize was pushed from office. And Pope Francis continues his visit to Mexico City, where Sunday afternoon he visited a pediatric hospital. The Children's Hospital is one of the city's largest. It handles cases of cancer, genetic malformation, and neurological disorders. The Pope blessed the children and also thanked the staff.
A todas las personas.
The Pope gave thanks for all the people who make it their purpose to make others feel good, not just with medicine, but with what he calls the therapy of affection. Pope Francis will travel next to the impoverished state of Chiapas, where he is scheduled to offer Mass to indigenous communities. On Wednesday, he'll be in the city of Juarez, just inside from the border of the U.S. city of El Paso, Texas. And this is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.